Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Linda Morse talking about tonight's City Commission meeting. We talked a lot about the third item on the general agenda. Again, probably the one that's has the most attention from folks, talking about that parking lot around 12th and Bluemont and some development issues there. But there is more on the agenda tonight.
A couple other general agenda items, the first of which is to consider whether or not the structure at 719 Bluemont Avenue should be declared an unsafe or dangerous structure and conduct a public hearing to that effect. This is a structure that our code department's been dealing with back starting in 2014, actually.
Another reoccurring item, kind of like the
It is, and it's yeah. Something where the utilities have been turned off. And so we've done a process here where it's a absentee landowner that hasn't been responsive to our request to and notions to fix the property. And so this is we've started the process whereby the commission can actually through the public hearing process, if they concur with the findings of the building officials, can order the building official to proceed to correct the safety problem, which could include demolishing the project. And so this is back in January, the commission did provide for this back on January 16th to establish tonight as the date for a public hearing on this matter. We did send a notice again, official notice, on the 22nd to the property owner out of state, and that property owner did sign for that. So we know that he's gotten this message as well as others, and we'll see whether anybody shows up at the public hearing on the property owner's behalf to discuss whether or not they should be given time, or that this commission shouldn't proceed with allowing the building official to make the property safe.
All right, and let me give you a quick pause on that, because we do have another phone call. Caller, go right ahead.
Yeah, I got a couple questions here. The this proposed hotel you're going to put in, how many parking places are going to be in there?
I believe it's, I want to say it's around 105, I think. They have, I think it's around about 10 to 15 more than the actual number of rooms that they have in the hotel, and the parking that they are building is specifically, ultimately, just for their property.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, while they're doing the construction, where are these people going to park down there?
And that's something that's been discussed. I know one of the things that's been identified is, for example, Laramie Street does not have any parking control on it for people can park all day there. And so one of the suggestions from the business district there is that maybe we need to look at some of those areas where there are no restrictions and put 2 or 3 hour parking restrictions on some of those areas so that there's more turnover and availability. But that's certainly one of the areas that we're looking at to be able to help resolve the issue. Actually, in the parking study that was recently updated for Aggieville, all of the areas surrounding Aggieville are suggested for further study. The area to the north of Bluemont, those neighborhoods also allow for parking during the day without a permit. So we may have to do some temporary measures to try and put some restrictions on some of the parking lots, and along with increased enforcement to get turnover. And I'm sure some of those folks also would look at having some places for employees to park, and that tends to be an issue as well. And I know City Park has been an outlet for that. We don't really want that to be a permanent outlet, and that's part of the discussion as well. I got the information here on it's a 116 room hotel proposed with 122 parking stalls.
Well, there's one more thing I got here, okay, and then I'll let you guys respond. This Starbucks is almost like a boondoggle down there. I mean, I don't know if that place is going to stay there. I mean, you got people driving in, the drive-through, backed up out into the Bluemont, and it's actually a hazard out there. So I don't know what you guys got planned for that, but that's, I think it's just going to make it worse when they put this hotel in there. If you try to park there at Coca-Cola's or somewhere, and you got a line of traffic in there, it's kind of hard to do. So I'd be interested to know what you guys got for solution for that. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Sure, appreciate the call. Yeah, that is a challenge for us today, and one of the thoughts might be to try and work with Starbucks to rearrange how they do their drive-up parking or drive-up waiting and ordering, and trying to provide for more stacking as well as exit. They are limited, and I don't disagree that some of those aspects could be I don't know if they'll be made a lot worse necessarily by that development, but certainly with the public parking lot that exists there today, obviously there's some spillover there at certain times where folks could park and go into the facility. But I concur with your comment about how folks kind of just stop in the eastbound curb line lane when they can't get into that facility. So it's something we're looking at, and there's not a lot of good solutions for that, but we are looking at it. So appreciate the call.
And those are good points. I was just noticing that a few weeks ago. I was kind of in that area around Manhattan and Aggieville, and there's a long line at Starbucks, and it was kind of hanging out there, and it really kind of made that intersection a little tricky. Mary, your thoughts?
Just that I think we would all agree that there are times it's like some of the other issues in town. It just happens for a short period of time, and then it goes back to normal. But it is a hazard, and as we seek to make the area more dense and more traffic will follow. So it's really a really good idea for us and the business owners to just work on this issue and see if there's something we can do.
And again, thanks for that call. 785-537-1350 is the number to call if you want to get involved in the conversation. And Ron, if you want to continue on to
Sure. The second item on the general agenda is consider first reading of an ordinance to amend the zone PUD zoning that's in the southern downtown area. This specifically is the northeast corner of South 4th Street and Colorado. The request is the applicant is McCullough Development on behalf of the CP Building LLC, which is Civics Plus. They'd like to convert that current vacant lot into a 25-stall parking lot. The original planned unit development called for a mixed-use building there, three-story mixed use of office and residential to occur there. The proposal here is to build a temporary parking lot and keep the mixed-use building ultimately, but there's no timeline identified for what temporary necessarily means from that standpoint. So could be many years, but the owners have indicated that long term they would prefer to build that mixed use facility. From a redevelopment standpoint in our southern district, as far as that goes, part of this mixed use component was offset when just across the street to the south there was a three-story apartment building that was constructed that wasn't in the original plan. So from a investment type of component, that really hasn't been an issue for us, and the planning board has reviewed this particular item and does recommend approval.
All right, very good. Let's go ahead and take our last break, and we'll come back. I think there's some consent agenda items we can go over, and we'll just kind of close up shop. All that more here on InFocus, right here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source. You're